yeah, no problem doing that. You can, yeah, get an SMA to BNC and, you know, use a BNC to connect to your coax. Sure, that works. And, you know, probably the most convenient. I've seen guys use PL or N connectors, and then they have, like, a jumper, you know, that has a small, like, RG174 jumper that goes to, you know, so the part you'd actually lift up with the radio is on that small jumper. But anyway, you get it converted over to regular coax, RG58 or whatever, get that out to a mag mount. Yep, NMO is the way to go. As far as antennas go, I don't know that I'd buy anything Motorola offers because you're running mostly ham bands. I'd probably be looking at something in the amateur. I'm thinking about looking at, what is that 2x4 that everybody talks about? What kind of connectors does that have? I've been thinking about trying one of those or something. I'll be curious to what you pick because I'm thinking about trying something a little different in the NMO realm.
So I have a 2x4, but it is a, I think it's a UHF connector, not a NMO mount. But I believe they make it in NMO, and I really like it. That's what I'm talking on right now. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see. I'll have to look around, look it up, because right now I run NMO 270s. I've got like three of those. Maybe even four. So if you want to try one of those, they're all the black Teflon coated ones. They've all started to flake away a little bit, so they're not the prettiest, but you can notice it. But if you wanted to give one of those a try,
I don't know if I'm getting in. I may have